जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय श्री नाम संकीर्तन की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 38 वर्स नंबर 27। रूपं भगवता एतद् रूपं भगवता त्वेदद् अशेष क्लेश संशयम् अविष्कृतां न क्लिष्टानां अविष्कृतां न कृष्टानां किम् अन्यद् अनुकम्पितां किम् अन्यद् अनुकम्पितां रूपं भगवता त्वेदत् अशेषक्लेशसंशयम् आविष्कृतं न क्लिष्टानां किम् अन्यद् अनुकम्पितं रूपं भगवता त्वेदत् अशेषक्लेशसंशयम् आविष्कृतं न क्लिष्टानां किम् अन्यदनुकम्पितम् रूपं भगवता त्वेदत् अशेषक्लेशसंशयम् आविष्कृतं न क्लिष्टानां किम् अन्यदनुकम्पितम् रूपं भगवता त्वेतत् अशेषक्लेशसंशयम् आविष्कृतं न क्लिष्टानां किम् अन्यदनुकम्पितम् Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. Translation. Dear Lord, we conditioned souls are always covered by ignorance in the bodily conception of life. We therefore always prefer the miserable conditions of material existence. To deliver us from these miserable conditions, you have advented yourself in this transcendental form. This is evidence of your unlimited causeless mercy upon those of us who are suffering in this way. What then to speak of the devotees to whom you are always so favorably disposed? Purport. When the Lord appears in his original form, he acts to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants. Although he annihilates the demons, he nonetheless benefits them. It is said that all the living entities who died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained their original constitutional position, Swarupa, because they had the chance to see Krishna face to face riding in the chariot of Arjuna. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, superficially, two things were going on. The demons were being killed and the devotee, Arjuna, was being protected. However, the results were the same for everyone. Thus, it is said that the appearance of the Lord diminishes all kinds of miserable conditions caused by material existence. It is clearly stated in this verse that this form, Ashesha Klesha Sangshayam, is meant to diminish all the miserable conditions experienced in life, not only by the devotees, but by all others. Avishkritam na klishtanam. The Prachetas identified themselves as a common man. Kim anyad anukampitam. The devotees are always favorably accepted by the Lord. The Lord shows all mercy not only to conditioned souls, but also to the devotees who are already liberated due to their devotional service. The form of the Lord as worshipped in temples is called Archa Vigraha or Archavatar, the worshipable form, the deity incarnation. This facility is offered to neophyte devotees so that they can see the real form of the Lord face to face and offer their respectful obeisances and sacrifices in the form of archa. Through such facilities, the neophytes gradually invoke their original Krishna consciousness. Deity worship in the form of temple worship is the most valuable benediction given by the Lord to the beginners. All neophytes must therefore engage in the worship of the Lord by keeping the Archa Vigraha, Archa Avatar at their home or in the temple. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscham He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pango Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrimada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Sriman Rasarasarambhi Vamshi Vata Tatastita Karshan Venu Svaner Gopihi Gopinatha Yashyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Itinamine Shri Varshabhanave Deve Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sammandha Vidnyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Shri Rupanuga Viruddhapa Apasiddhanta Dhvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the devotees to discuss something on this very beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the activities of Prachetas. And here the Prachetas are offering their prayers to the Lord. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas, also Srila Prabhupada. And by the grace of Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj, Ramacharya Haridas Thakur is just besides our temple hall, who has greatly worshipped the holy name. And also we have now Srila Sanatana Goswami, for whom Srimad Bhagavatam is life and soul. So before beginning our discussion on today's verses, I would like to offer one of the prayer of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Srila Sanatana Goswami has written Stavamala, and he has specifically glorified Srimad Bhagavatam into 5 verses. And the 5th verse, all the verses are so beautiful, but the 5th verse gives the hope that what one will benefit by accepting Srimad Bhagavatam in one's own life. So he says, Asadhu sadhu tadain ati nichochayatkara hanamuncha kadachin mam premna ritkanthayosphura. So he says, Asadhu sadhu tadain, just by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, a sadhu person can become a sadhu. Asadhu sadhuta dain. A person can immediately become the servant of the Lord or develop the saintly qualities just by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ati nicha chayotkar, he says, the ati nicha person can also will be uplifted. Uplifted in terms of the consciousness. And then he prays, Hana muncha kadachin mam, O Srimad Bhagavatam, please never ever leave me. Because being a conditioned mind, sometimes we may get attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of Krishna, and sometimes we may feel repelled to it because of material desires or anarthas conditions. A sadhaka is struggling in heart. So he says, O Bhagavatam, there can be a situation, sometimes I may not accept you or I may not to have association with you. Hana muncha kadachin mam. But O Srimad Bhagavatam, you never leave me. And he says, if one takes shelter of this Srimad Bhagavatam, reads Srimad Bhagavatam, associate with Srimad Bhagavatam, then he says, Premna rit kanthayosphura. Then it will invoke the love in the heart of a devotee. Here he is playing, O Srimad Bhagavatam, you always appear in my heart, and may you come out of my mouth with a voice of pure love. So that is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam, that just by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, the person's consciousness can be uplifted and a sadhu person can become a sadhu. So all the saintly qualities are bestowed by Srimad Bhagavatam. And today's verses, we are discussing the prayers of Prachetas. Prachetas are the great devotees of the Lord. And how much is the great fortune that in their life, first of all, they got instructed by their father to perform austerities, to perform some service to the Lord. And by that, they got darshan of Lord Shiva, who taught them Rudra Geet. And we will see in future, because of their sincere practice, even they will be instructed by Srila Narada Muni. So great are these souls, Prachetas. And Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes the glories of the Lord. 10th canto is the face of the Lord, or Sharanagati, to take shelter of the Lord. But this principle of taking shelter of Supreme Lord is the theme overall in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And specifically, if you want to see this particular theme of Srimad Bhagavatam, taking the unconditional shelter of the Lord, is seen through the prayers of various devotees. All the prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam are so sweet, and devotees expresses their heart and devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these are these wonderful prayers of Prachetas. Last few verses, we have seen that how they have glorified the form of the Lord. And yesterday's verse was, Namah Kamala Kinjalka Pishanga Amala Vasase Sarva Bhuta Nivasayo Namo Yungshamehe Sakshine. That how Lord is so beautiful. And now in today's verse, they are glorifying that how the Supreme Lord appears in this world is mercy to the conditioned soul. So today's verse goes, Rupam Bhagavata Tvedat Aklesha Sankshayam, Ashesha Klesha Sankshayam. He says, Oh my Lord, Rupam Bhagavata, your Rupa, your form, Tvad, Ashesha Klesha Sankshayam, the form of the Lord can completely, the Lord appearance in the devotee's life can completely vanquish the material miseries. Ashesha Klesha Sankshayam, Avishkritahana Klishtanam. Now, why does Lord appear? So they clarify, Oh my Lord, it's not only that you appear only to your devotees. Yes, he says, Kimanyad Anukampitam. So your devotees are Anukampita. Because they are so much loving to you, sadhunam hridayam mayam, sadhunam hridayam tvasham. So Krishna is very much attracted to his devotees. Devotees are always glorifying the Supreme Lord and he is anukampitam to his devotees. But here Prachetas is saying, avishkritah na klishtanam. But oh my Lord, we are not your devotees. We are struggling in this material world. Definitely you appear to your devotees who are very much lovingly serve you. But avishkritam, you have appeared nah to us who are klishtanam. We are suffering in this material world and you have mercifully appeared to us. And Prabhupada gives a very wonderful purport. He is mentioning the another theme of Srimad Bhagavatam which corroborates with today's theme, that how Lord benefits everyone, whether he is a devotee or a non-devotee. And he explains the verse which was heard by Parikshit Maharaj, that how his ancestors were so fortunate. Tathaiva chanye naraloka veera ya ahave krishna mukharavindam naitrai pibanto nayanabhiramam parthastraputa padma purasya. So Prabhupada mentions that how on the battlefield of Kurukshetra everyone was benefited. Those who took the bows and arrows who fought against Krishna were also delivered. Such is the mercy of the Lord. This is what Prachetas are also having this thought in mind. We are not devotees. You are merciful to your devotees, but also you are merciful to one whoever takes your shelter. And Prabhupada writes, those soldiers who were on the battlefield, everyone got their constitutional position. Why? Parthastraputa Padma Purasya. Because Nayanabhiramam, because while they were on the war, on the field of Kurukshetra, Lord himself was present on chariot of Arjuna. So they got purified by both the Bhakta and the Lord himself. And that's how they perfected their life. So they were purified by the arrows of Arjuna and they were purified by taking the darshan of Supreme Lord. And they both got benefited. So now, Srila Prabhupada, in the last para of this purport, he explains about the Lord appearing in the form of Archa Vigraha. This is very important because there are always two thoughts, even in the Vedic society, whether Lord has a form or he do not have a form. There are a section of people who believes in the form of the Lord, but they do not consider that to be the goal of life. They just see the form of the Lord just as a tool. Like for example, they say, in spite of meditating on some spot or some light, they meditate on the form of the Lord. But the goal is not to serve the Lord. But Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport that the form of the Lord as worshipped in the temples is called Archa Vigraha or Archa Avatar, the worshipable form, the deity incarnation. So this arch, the worshipping of the deities is a big science in itself. Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he gives 64 items of devotional service and in that he explains the five main potent limbs of devotional service. And in that five main potent limbs is Archana, Archa Vigraha Seva. And if you see the remaining 59 limbs of devotional service, out of that, again 35 limbs are connected to direct worshipping the deities. And then if you go further in purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, this deity worship is for the neophytes. And it's so shocking because how this deity worship is for the neophytes, the great souls, the great acharyas, they have worshipped the form of the Lord. So, I was just listening to this one of the class which mentions that how a living entity or a person taking darshan of the Lord can experience, can understand the archaha vigraha of the Lord at three levels. The first is called jadomai. So when we take a darshan of the Lord, so the Lord is spiritual himself. The archaha vigraha of the Lord is spiritual Sachidananda, who has mercifully manifested in the form of deities. But the person who is taking darshan of the Lord can take darshan of the Lord at three levels on the best of his, on the basis of his consciousness. So first is jadomai. So like some sees the Lord as only the stone, or they feel, oh, Lord is not the Lord, but he's just facilitating. So that's why you see many people, they come to the temple, sometimes they even don't take darshan of the deities properly, because what they're used to, accustomed to, is go in front of the Lord, just fold your hands, whatever you want to ask, just bow your head and go. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, such beautiful appearances of the Lord in the form of archa vigra, that people can't stop taking darshan of him. And especially if you explain them that, see, the Lord is dressed every day. He's wearing such beautiful anklets, today such beautiful turbans. He's having peacock on his lotus feet. And then people's eyes are opened, and then they start meditating on the Lord. So first is jadomai, where they just see, okay, some form of Lord is in front of us. The second is manomai stage, where a person getting Shraddha and understanding that how Lord is not just the form, but he is the Supreme Lord himself. I remember a few years back, maybe a decade or so, I was into Jagannath Rath Yatra in Pune. And in front of temple, Jagannath's Rath had stopped. And one of the pujaris, devotee, was continuously offering whatever bhogas people are coming. And I saw he was just putting some water, offering some, and he didn't know anything about that. And he was just doing like this. And I couldn't stop asking him that in front, whoever is getting, you are just putting in front of the Lord and telling him like this, does he accept? And I got a very beautiful answer. The devotee told me, when you offer anything in love, with love and devotion, Krishna accepts that. Because you request Krishna, please accept this, and Krishna being mercifully accepts that. So, this is the second level, where we may not see that the Lord is reciprocating with us, or we may not see, oh, we offer today rasgulla, rasmalai, sandesh to the Lord, and one of the sandesh is missing from the plate, really Lord has accepted it. But yes, Prabhupada says, Krishna accepts through the eyes. So, we understand Lord accepts our bhoga. So, at least at the level of mind, he is Sachidananda, but at the level of mind, we accept that Lord is the Supreme Lord standing in front of me. And the highest is the Chinmaya state, where Lord directly reciprocates with his devotees. So the devotees do not see just the archa vigra standing in front of them, but he is the Lord, Supreme Lord himself. And there are so many beautiful, wonderful stories of Supreme Lord reciprocating with his devotees. I would like to begin with the first, just manifesting in front of us, is Shri Radha Madan Mohan. I was just thinking, Lord's form is eternal, his deities are eternal. But see how Krishna mercifully manifest and unmanifest himself. Lord was established 5,000 years ago by Vajranab, and then Lord was unmanifested. So it is just a mere speculation, but the reason might be because Lord is no reciprocal. If there is no devotees to worship him, he unmanifests himself. So when the great devotee as Advaitacharya appeared again in Vrindavan, he appeared himself through Advaitavat. Then it was entrusted to Chobe family. And then Lord again warned to be worshipped by his devotees. So he manifested completely. And then he was given to, or Lord himself went to Srila Sanatana Goswami. Many people, when they come to take darshan of Madan Mohan, I just tell them that Shishi Madan Mohan, if you go to Vrindavan, there's only the temple and the no deities are there in the temple. Actual Madan Mohan is not there. Some Pratibhu Vigrahas are there. And when people ask why, so we tell them, oh, there was no attack by the Mughals and the deities went back to Jaipur. So suddenly a question may come in mind when one of the person of a different belief, he was telling, what if the Lord, who cannot even move one fly sitting on his body, can protect his devotees? Lord has to move out of Vrindavan. The Lord, who is the Supreme Lord in the form of Archa Vigraha, present in the temple, couldn't protect himself. So how he can give protection to his devotees? And here Prajadhar is saying, this is the most merciful form of the Lord. So how to understand this? So this Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, they, as we all know, that they were in Vrindavan and they were shifted to Jaipur. So how we can understand that Lord is himself going to Jaipur and not protecting himself can give protection to his devotees? So His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning in Jaipur Yatra that Lord, whatever he acts, no, is out of his free sweet will. External circumstances may be seen that the temple was attacked and the devotees were brutally killed, but the Lord by his own free will came to Jaipur to accept the devotion of devotees. And so we may see that, oh, Lord is just an archa form, he is not reciprocating, but he is reciprocating. Because when he came to Jaipur, another Vrindavan manifested there, that is Kanaka Vrindavan. Not only that, when Lord was in Jaipur, so I heard this story from His Holiness Indradyumna Swami Maharaj, he got from Vrindavan Research Institute, that how Madan Mohan's flute is bent. So there are two versions of story. So he was telling that when Lord was in Jaipur, so the princess wants to take Madan Mohan to her in-laws where she was getting married. And she was tested. And in order to reciprocate with the queen or the princess, the Lord has moved his hand down and the flute was broken. So this is how Krishna is reciprocating. That the one person is thinking he's just a stone. He's just some form they're worshipping who is not God. And here the Lord, who out of his own free will coming to Jaipur and then going to Karoli. And that beautiful Lord is served in Karoli. Not only that, the king of Karoli is also a very great devotee of the Lord. He established the wonderful worship of the Lord there. And not only that, he had such a wonderful desire that when the king Gopal Singh, he left his body, he wants his samadhi or a tomb to be made in such a way so that he can always have darshan of Madan Mohan. So if you go to Karoli, you can just see that how the king's tomb is made in such a way that he can continuously take darshan of the Lord. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Ye athamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyam. Howsoever you approach the Lord, he will reciprocate accordingly. So sometimes Lord manifest and unmanifest even in the form of Archa Vigraha to accept the service from his devotees. Now this beautiful concept or the understanding of our Vaishnava philosophy, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the form of the Lord, so this was asked even by Arjuna. You know this 12th chapter, it starts with that. Arjuna asked, Evam satata yuktaye bhaktas tvam paryupasate echapyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittama. So Arjuna also asked, O Krishna, what is best worship of you? Evam satata yuktaye, who is greater? The devotee who is always constantly engaged in your worship, or somebody who is worshipping the impersonal form of the Lord? And what Krishna says? Maya vesha mano yemam nitya yukta upasate shraddhayo parayo petas teme yukta tamamata. So very nicely Krishna is telling that whoever worships me, my form, maya vesha mano yemam nitya yukta upasate. How? Shraddhaya. Shraddhaya parayo petas teme yukta tamamata. Upasana. One who worships me. And Prabhupada writes in the translation of this verse, one who worships my supreme form. That one who worships Krishna in his own sweet form, then that is the best of the worshipper. Then somebody may say, oh, what about the worshipping the impersonal Brahman? So Krishna immediately next verse he says, ye tu aksharam anirdesham avyaktam paryupasate sarvatra gama chintyam cha kutastham achalam dhruvam. He speaks about those who worship the impersonal form also. Ye tu, but those who worships aksharam anirdesham, sometimes anirvachaniyam anirdesham, Lord is told like that, one who can't be explained by the words. So what about him? So he says, sanniyam mendriya grama sarvatra samabuddhaya te praapnuvanti mameva sarvabhuta hiteratha. So he says, te praapnuvanti mameva, even those who worship the Brahman aspect of the Lord. So Krishna says, te praapnuvanti mameva, so they will achieve me. Isn't it? So is it not good to worship Krishna? Because even if you worship the impersonal aspect of the Brahman, of the Supreme Lord, te praapnu mameva, they will also achieve Krishna. But no. Then Krishna again says, first of all, he now disqualifies this path, that he says, klesho adhiktarastesham avyaktasakta chetasam avyakto hi gatir dukham deha vidbhiravapyate. First he said, for the embodied soul, this is very difficult. But what is again the lacune of this path? He says, yetu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matpara ananya naiva yogena mam dhyayanto pasate. But one who performs all his acts for my pleasure, one who worships me, one who serves me, how they will achieve me? So he says, teshamaham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami na chirat partham maya veshita chetasa. So he gives the two ways how the devotees or the aspiring transcendentalists can achieve Krishna. So first he says, te praapnuvanti maveva, those who worship the impersonal aspect of the Lord, first of all, the path is so difficult and so many aspects he tells, sarvatra gama buddhi, you have to sarvabhuta hiteratha, always, you know, have to meditate and follow all this process to just realize the impersonal Brahman. But for the devotees, Krishna says, tesham aham samuddharta. For the devotees who worship Krishna, who understand the highest aspect of the Lord in the form of his sweet, beautiful, shama sundar form, he says, tesham aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat. For them, devotees need not endeavor, I will deliver them. Swiftly I will deliver the devotees. Tesham aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami na chirat partham maya veshita chetasam. So this is the beauty of the worshipping the Supreme Lord, that we get the mercy of him and Lord himself delivers and protects his devotees. So Srila Prabhupada, in this purport writing of Archa Vigraha, because the next prayer, in this prayer, the first 27th prayer, Prajadas told, O Lord, you appear, it is your mercy for the great souls and also for the people who are suffering in this material world. And now specifically, they describe about Krishna's appearance as his Archa Vigrahas. So this is verse number 28. Etavatvam hi vibhubhir bhavyam dineshu vatsale yad anusmaryate kale swabhudhya abhadra randhana. He says, dear Lord, you are the killer of all inauspicious things. You are compassionate upon your pure poor devotees through the expansion of your Archa Vigraha. You should certainly think of us as your servant. So there they are telling, so three qualities of the Lord is mentioned in this verse. First they say, Abhadra Randhana. So the Lord is killer of all inauspiciousness. Then Dineshu Vatsale. The Lord is merciful to his devotees. Dina Vatsalaha. How, O my Lord, you appear as Vibhu Bhir Bhavyam. So Prabhupada translates this Vibhu Bhir Bhavyam. Bhavyam means appearing in such a way that so that we can conceive the Lord. And so Lord appears in the form of Archa Vigraha. Actually, this word Vigraha means expansion. In Sanskrit also, like whenever we read the words, it's called Sandhi. When you make the words together and read, and when you break the words and read, that is called Vigraha, expansion. So similarly here, when we say Archa Vigraha, he is the Lord himself who has expanded himself mercifully to give mercy to all his devotees. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, when the Lord is gradually satisfied with the service of a devotee, in due course of time, he accepts the devotee as one of his many unalloyed servants. So Lord mercifully appears in the form of Archa Vigraha. And when a devotee sincerely offers service to the Supreme Lord, Lord, being pleased by the service of a devotee, accept this devotee as his unalloyed servant. So, this Archa Vigraha is given by Lord himself also. There are so many beautiful pastimes in the scriptures that how when a devotee cannot bear separation from the Lord, so Lord himself recommending the Archa Vigraha worship. Can anyone want to add to it? Any experience or any example where Lord himself giving his Archa Vigraha to his devotee for worship? Oh wow, so beautiful. Yes, Mataji. Radha Raman, actually, Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami, he is worshipping the Shaligram Shilas. And when he had desire to worship so this beautiful form of the Lord, so Lord appeared himself as Shishi Radha Raman. From there also we can understand that how Lord himself manifesting in the form of Archa. Very nice. Yes, very, very beautiful example. The deities of Gaur Govind, who are worshipped near Shishi Radha Govindev in Jaipur. So these Gaur Govinda deities were given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself to Kashishwara Pandit. Because when Srila Rupa Goswami, the Lord manifested, Shishi Radha Govindadev manifested to Srila Rupa Goswami, he sent message to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Shishi Radha Govindadev had appeared. So he told Kashishwara Pandit, you go and personally assist Srila Rupa Goswami in service. And he told, oh my Lord, you are personally present here. And I cannot bear your separation. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave these deities of Shri Gaur Govinda deities. And then that's how the Gaur Govinda deities came to Vrindavan with Kashishwara Pandit and was worshipped with Shri Radha Govinda Dev. So this is in Vrindavan. In Mayapur also, Lord has manifested in the form of Archa. When Vishnupriya Devi was feeling separation from Lord Chaitanya himself carved a deity out of a Nima tree, which is called Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu, if you go. So that deities of that Nimai deities were given to Vishnupriya Devi. A very beautiful deity standing like this. These deities were given by Lord Chaitanya to Vishnupriya Devi himself. Even there's a beautiful story of how this Udupi Krishna, those deities were given by Lord Krishna himself to Mother Rukmini. Not only that, that this Archa Vigraha also reciprocates. If you do any dham, there are very beautiful stories how Lord has reciprocated with his devotees. And one we will just see. This time, when we, not this time, just 2 years before, we went to Jagannath Puri as a part of our Brahmachari Yatra. And that time we could, because we were less in number, so we went to the Alarnath, Sakshi Gopal, beautiful temples of the Lord, and took nice darshan. There was not much crowd also. And fortunately, the pujaris were so merciful that they gave very close darshan. So when we went to Sakshi Gopal, so we all know this beautiful story that how Pratima Nahi Tumi Sakshat Brajendra Nandan. The Lord is not just the deity Archa, but he is the Supreme Lord himself and Yathamam Prapadyante. The Lord reciprocates with devotees' desire. And we know this, that how this younger Brahmana was promised a daughter in marriage, which later, because of other people, he denied that. But then Lord himself came to witness. So that Brahmana, he says, Kanya Pabha Moramane Nahi Moramane Iya Nahi Sukh Brahmanera Pratinyaya Yai Bada Dukh. So this Brahmana, he was not just because I want to get married, but he, because, oh Lord, that Pratidnya was taken in front of you and you are not just a stone. If somebody offers prayers to Krishna, Krishna accepts that prayers. So you are not just a stone, you are personally present here. And he says, Eta Jani Tumi Sakshi Deha Dayamoy Jani Sakshi Nahi Deha Tara Papa Hai. So please, oh my Lord, be merciful and give Sakshi. Krishna Kahe Vipra Tumi Yaha Swabhavane Sabhakari More Tumi Kari Hasmorane. He says, oh Vipra, what you do now? Panch ko bulao. Now, I'll give the saksha. You call all the people and I'll tell what the elder Brahmana has promised you. Krishna kahe pratima chale kotha naha shuni, viprabale pratima hai kaha ke navani. So when that this vipra, this younger Brahmana, he went to Vrindavan, told Lord, you come with me. So Lord told him that I'll walk behind you, but you should not see behind. Okay? Then how I'll know that you are coming with me? So Lord says, Nupurera dhvani matra amara shuniba, sei shabda amar gaman pratita koriba. So two things he told. You have to walk, I'll walk behind you, and you have to offer some food to me. See, Lord is also feeling hungry, he's walking. He says, Ekasera anna randhi kariha samarpan, taha khae tomar sange koriba gaman. So he asks for a bhoga, and he's ready to come with his devotees. But you should not look behind, and I'll just make the sound of my Nupur. So Krishna wears a very beautiful Nupur. This time when we went to Sakshi Gopal, that devotee, that that pujari, he showed us the Nupur also, the Nupur on the Lord's lotus feet. Generally we have a deities and we wore the Nupurs to them, right, while dressing. But the Sakshi Gopal has a Nupur on his lotus feet. This Vrajara Sutashtakam also very beautifully explained. Kalanupura Rajita Charupadam Maniranjita Ganjita Bringamadam Dvajavajra Jashankita Padayugam Bhaja Krishna Nidhim Vrajaraja Sutam. So when it says Kalanupura Rajita Charupadam, this beautiful lotus feet of the Lord has the Nupura. And when Lord moves, these ankles, the anklets or the ankle bells, they rub on each other and a beautiful sound emerges from that. And that even attracts the bumblebees, it is mentioned. And the lotus feet of the Lord is marked with the fish, the goat. So different beautiful marks are there on his lotus feet. So this, the Lord himself, though in the archa form, he became the personal reciprocator with the devotee, and he started walking. So not only was this one example, but there are so many beautiful examples in the scriptures where Lord has reciprocated. And same, after taking darshan of Sakshi Gopal, we went to Kirchar Gopinath. There also we see that how the Lord is not just the deity standing in front, but he is reciprocating with his devotees. So what Lord did there, what a Lord cannot do for his devotees. Lord stole kheer for Madhavendra Puripad, and he became Kheerchor Gopinath. So there are so many beautiful forms of the Lord. Whichever, if you go to Varadraj, if you go to Tirupati, how the Lord has reciprocated with Anantacharya. So, and even what to say, wherever Lord manifests in the form of his archa, he definitely reciprocates with his devotees. Because if one worships the deities following the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master, so Krishna accepts that. Because we go through the Guru Shishya Parampara, and that how Krishna accepts our love. Here also we have Shri Giriraj Govardhan. And Giriraj also inspired one of his servants who is cleaning the area of Giriraj, and inspired her to get the Gunjamala. So there are reciprocation by the Lord when we sincerely and seriously serve the Supreme Lord. And that's how here Prachitas are glorifying Lord, that out of your special mercy, O my Lord, you appear as Archa Vigraha. I remember a beautiful incident from Radha Damodar Vilas. That's the book written on the journey of this Radha Damodar bus party. And there's a beautiful incident. It is mentioned that once these devotees, they were going in a Sankirtan in a bus, that very, very famous Radha Damodar bus party, many people became devotees. So once that bus was on fire, and these Radha Damodar deities were inside the Sankirtan bus. And it is mentioned that when that bus caught fire, first His Holiness Vishnujan Maharaj, he went inside the bus was on fire, he risked his life, and he got the deities of Radha Damodar outside the bus. And he asked devotees to keep one table or asan for the Lord, and immediately started fanning the Lord. Because understanding that Lord is not just the deity, he is in person present there. And that's how the devotees worship him, and Lords reciprocate with the devotees. So one more verse we will see today. That is verse 29. So verse 27, Prachitas are glorifying that, O Lord, you appeared for us even though we are not qualified. Second, 28th verse, he explained that how you expand yourself as Archa Vigraha to give mercy to all the world. Now he's telling, Enopashantir Bhutanam Shullakanam Apihatam Antarito Antarudaye Kasma Novedanashishah. When the Lord, out of his natural compassion, thinks of his devotee, by that process only are all desires of the neophyte devotees fulfilled. The Lord is situated in every living entity's heart. Although the living entity may be very insignificant, the Lord knows everything about the living entity, including all his desires. Although we are very insignificant, why should the Lord not know our desires? So now, they are telling to Supreme Lord that, O my Lord, not only you expand yourself as Archa Vigraha, but you also reside in our heart in the form of Paramatma, Super Soul. So Lord is always there and he knows our heart. He knows our heart and he reciprocates according to our desires. Prabhupada writes, whatever a living entity desires, however insignificant he may be, is noted by the Lord who gives him a chance to fulfill his desire. If the desires of the non-devotee are fulfilled, why not those of the devotee? So Lord knows our heart. And there's a very beautiful episode of Srimad Bhagavatam. In third canto during creation, when Brahmaji is creating, and during his creation, from his buttocks, some creatures are, disturbing creatures who are very lusty. And initially Brahmaji thought, he just overlooked them, but he saw that they were really troublesome and he don't know what to do now. So it shows that during our services sometimes some troubles might come and how Lord helps his devotees. So very beautiful prayers Brahmaji offers to Lord Garbhadakshai Vishnu when such creatures come and try to disturb him, and there a beautiful verse come which gives one of the very wonderful quality of the Lord. He says, O my Lord, you are Vivikta Adhyatma Darshanaha. The meaning of this word is, O Lord, without a doubt, you can see the mind of your devotees. Vivikta Adhyatma Darshanaha. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that many of us may have our friends, Suhruda, but Krishna is the best Suhruda. Why? Because sometimes our friends, when we are in distress, they might want to help us. But the first thing is, they should be able to first feel our distress. Then only they can help us. But here, Brahmaji says, O my Lord, because you are very closely situated to us in our heart as Paramatma, you are Vivikta Adhyatma Darshanaha, you can really help us. And please protect me, please guide me. And by the prayers of Brahmaji, Lord is pleased. And then Lord instruct Brahmaji that you should give up your body. So there Sridhar Swami writes, when Lord asks Brahmaji to give up your body, means to give up a certain type of mentality. So this is how the Paramatma guides to a devotee when we sincerely take the shelter of the Lord. So Krishna is our best friend and Lord can really fulfill our desires. But we have to be careful. Prabhupada writes that a devotee should always pray in the heart, from the core of our heart, because Krishna listens to all our desires. Like for example, if we desire to achieve the Supreme Lord and also have material desires to enjoy, then what will happen? It will just extend our stay in the material world. That's how Dhruva Maharaj also prays. Kachan vichinvan apidivya ratnam. He says, O my Lord, I was just looking for the pieces of glasses, giving up the jewels. So if we sincerely desire from the core of our heart, the loving service to the Lord, the Supreme Lord will definitely bestow that mercy to us. So the Supreme Lord appears in his beautiful forms and devotees worships him. He manifests and unmanifests. But whenever Lord manifests to his devotees, devotees very lovingly serve him by his heart. And I would just like to end with one of my experience, that how the Supreme Lord reciprocates or exchanges with his devotees. Though Srila Rupa Goswami's worshipable deities, Radha Govindadev, is now in Jaipur worshipped. And we can see that how the Lord has manifested to Rupa Goswami, but thousands of devotees are getting benefited. And they offer very beautiful service to the Lord. So this Jaipur or Radha Govind temple is becomes another Vrindavan. Thousands of people come and take the beautiful darshans of the Lord. And when I was taking darshan of the Lord, generally we sang very beautiful verse of Govindamadi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. Venun Konantam Aravinda Dalayataksham. Oh, how Lord is very sweetly holding the flute, wearing the barha. And that's Koti Sundara. He's so beautiful. But when the darshan opened, and I was just taking darshan of Radha Govindev, and I saw the devotees, they also sing some glorification to Radha Govindev. And then I thought, oh, what prayers they are singing. So initially, I couldn't get their words because the instruments are playing. But very beautifully they sing and they pray to this beautiful form of the Lord. This is Radha Govinda Teri Arati Gao. And so, oh wow, this, they are telling that they are offering their arati to the Lord. And this is Radha Govinda Teri Arati Gao. Arati Gao Pyare Tujhe Kori Jao. So then I said, wow, means, oh my Lord, I offer arati to you because I want to please you. Arati Rijhau. And then they sing that, oh my Lord, from your lotus feet, the Ganga comes. Behe Ganga Pyari Un Charno Pe Mashish Jhukau. Oh my Lord, please offer my obeisances. Let me offer my obeisances at your lotus feet from where the mother Ganga flows. So this is the beauty of the Lord and his devotees. And the Lord, being most compassionate, has appeared in this beautiful form of Archa Vigra here in Govardhan Eco Village by the love and desire of Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev in the form of Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Shri Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Devi, Madan Gopalji, Janardhanji, and also Shri Giriraj Govardhan. So let's offer our prayers to the Supreme Lord who has mercifully appeared to us, that they will also accept our service and be merciful to us and forgive us for all our offenses, knowingly, unknowingly, sometimes seeing as the form, sometimes, you know, making mistakes in his service. But Lord, being kind-hearted, will give us intelligence so that we can serve him nicely. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.